I have a question. Questions of general interest answered for guidance, not as official statements of church policy. Question. When was Judah's 70-year Babylonian captivity? Response by John P. Pratt, an astronomer specializing in ancient calendars who also works as a computer programmer. He serves as Sunday school president in the Orem, Utah 5th Ward. Jeremiah prophesied that Judah's captivity in Babylon would last 70 years, and the scriptures testify that his prophecy was fulfilled. Many people have wondered just exactly how those years were to be counted, because an oft-used method yields less than 60 years. A careful calculation, however, using Jewish reckoning from the taking of the first captives, does indeed show that it lasted 70 years. Jehoiakim, also called Jeconiah, king of Judah, was captured by King Nebuchadnezzar and taken to Babylon along with some 10,000 of Jerusalem's principal citizens. 2 Kings chapter 24, verses 12 through 16. After they arrived in Babylon, the prophet Jeremiah wrote them a letter telling them to build houses and plant gardens. He prophesied, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place." Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10. The exact day on which Jehoiakim was taken captive is given in the Babylonian Chronicles, which is a short synopsis on clay tablets of what occurred in each year of the Babylonian kings. Speaking of Nebuchadnezzar, in his 7th year, the Chronicles state, "He encamped against the city of Judah, and on the 2nd day of the month, Adar, he captured the city and seized its king. A king of his own choice he appointed in the city, and taking the vast tribute, he brought it to Babylon. The king of his choice was Zedekiah." 2 Kings chapter 24, verse 17. The date mentioned corresponds on Saturday, the 10th of March, 597 B.C. on our calendar. The years of Nebuchadnezzar's reign are firmly established by Babylonian astronomical observations, giving absolute anchor dates, which confirm the years already accepted from historical sources. In this case, the Bible is also a witness to the exact day because it records that he was taken as the year was changing. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 10. On the Judean calendar, that same day would be called 1 Nisan, the first day of the year usually used for reckoning the reigns of kings. Thus, the witnesses of two calendars from two nations agree to the very day. The Bible makes it clear that the 70 years was fulfilled when the Jews returned to Jerusalem in the first year of Cyrus of Persia. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 22 and 23, and Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Cyrus conquered Babylon, and then in the very first year of his reign, he decreed that the Jews could return to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple. This fulfilled not only Jeremiah's prophecy, but also Isaiah's. "Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid." Isaiah chapter 44, verse 28. On page 640 of the LDS Bible Dictionary under Chronology, we find 537 B.C. listed for the year of the decree. This appears to be correct. The problem arises when we notice that there were only 60 rather than the prophesied 70 years between 597 B.C. when Jehoiakim was taken and 537 B.C. So how is this apparent discrepancy resolved? The solution to the problem is given to us by Daniel. He tells us that he and others were taken captive some years before Jehoiakim. He states that Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem in the 3rd year of Jehoiakim, father of Jehoiakim, and that he, Daniel, was taken captive at that time. Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 and verse 6. This account means that Nebuchadnezzar had taken captives even before he was crowned king. Further, Daniel's account is verified in the history of Nebuchadnezzar by Berossus of Babylon. This Babylonian history, no longer extant, is quoted by Josephus as stating that after Nebuchadnezzar defeated Egypt at Carchemish in Syria in the spring of 605 B.C., he immediately settled the affairs of Egypt and other countries and sent captives from the Jews, Phoenicians, Syrians, and Egyptians to Babylon before he returned there himself, in August, to be crowned king after his father's death. But the difference between 605 and 537 BC is only 68 years. Why then does the Bible account speak of 70? The answer lies in the calendar system used and in the way ancient Israelites calculated their years. The Israelites used two calendar systems, one beginning in the fall and one beginning in the spring. Their calendar originally began in the fall. However, after the Lord took the children of Israel out of Egypt, a change was made in their reckoning of years so that the first month was in the spring. Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, and chapter 13, verses 3 and 4. The reigns of kings were usually calculated with years beginning in the spring, as in the case of Jehoiakim mentioned above. According to the spring reckoning, the Battle of Carchemish occurred in the beginning of the fourth year of Jehoiakim. See Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 2. The first key to discovering the answer to our question is this. In Daniel's history, he uses the calendar system whose years start in the fall, not the spring. As Daniel implies, the Battle of Carchemish was at the end of the third year of Jehoiakim, according to the fall reckoning. Daniel chapter 1, verse 1. Daniel's procedure of starting the year's count in the fall was the same procedure used in counting the sabbatical years for the land, a principle that was decreed in the law of Moses. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 3 and 4. Also see the Bible Dictionary, SV, calendar, sabbatical year. As the scriptures declare, the 70-year period of captivity was related to Sabbath year counts. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 21. It made up for Sabbath years on the land that Israel had not observed. This being the case, we see why Daniel started to count the 70-year period from a fall reckoning. Daniel's use of fall reckoning for years of captivity makes sense, because Sabbath years for the land was reckoned beginning in the fall. The second key is to understand that in Jewish reckoning, any part of a year can count as a full year. By this reckoning, then, the year beginning in the fall of the year we designate as 606 BC on our calendar system would be counted as the first year of the captivity, even though the Jews were captive only a short period of the year, because Daniel was taken before that year had ended on the Jewish calendar in September of 605 BC. In this light, the 70th, or ending year, began 69 years later in the fall of the year we now designate as 537 BC, during the first year of the reign of Cyrus. The ending point for the 70 years seems to be at the Feast of Tabernacles, Ezra chapter 3, verse 4, which was celebrated in Jerusalem in the fall, only 2 weeks after the year had begun. That 2 week period, however, was enough to extend the captivity into its 70th year, which would end for the Jews in the fall of the year we now designate as 536 BC. Counting a small part of the year as a year, then, is the way the Jews would have reckoned the captivity from 605 BC to 537 BC as 70 years. Gospel topics: Babylon, Daniel, House of Israel, Jeremiah. End of the article, I Have a Question.